Summer is on its way, even if at the moment it's just the occasional day when the temperature requires shorts and a short-sleeved shirt. During these glorious summers of bygone days, the sound of the ice cream van and the handing over of a few sticky coppers for a cooling ice lolly provokes strong memories. The story goes that the very first ice lolly with a stick handle was accidentally invented by an 11-year-old American in 1905. Frank Epperson left a glass topped up with water, powdered soda, and a wooden stirring stick outside overnight. And the rest is decades of tasty, cooling history. It took a while from that point for the ice lolly industry to take off, commercially though. Walls only started selling ice creams almost two decades later, in 1922, the same year the trusty Chuck Ice came into being, which in their striped paper casings have barely changed, and rightly so. Travelling ice cream hand carts were to be found throughout the 20s, but the ice cream van, thanks to New Yorker Tom Carvel as we know it today, became a thing in 1929. It was in the 50s that ice lolly innovators really got into their stride, though. Remember this lot? In the 1950s. Mid to late 50s saw the welcome advent of several ice lollies that are still much loved favourites today. There was the decade that brought us the 99 from Mr. Whippy, sadly rarely found for less than a couple of quid now, perfectly matching soft Swiss ice cream with a flake. What would summer be without one dripping down your arm? We also got the classic Cornetto, ridged with chocolate and topped with nuts, as well as the cheap and cheerful ices, including Calippo. It has to be orange, and you have to leave it to melt a little so you get a drink at the bottom. The Orange Maid, basically one of your five a day, and the now-defunct Mivy, a fruit split, creamy on the middle and icy on the outside. In the 1960s, Mivy's and Orange Maid dominated much of the 60s too, but were given a run for their money in the freezer space it takes after Zoom hit the shelf in 1962, also known as the Rocket Lolly. It was swiftly followed by the Fab, which is celebrating its 50th anniversary this year. Sure, 60s kids may have dreamt of getting a decadent Cornetto from the ice cream van, but more often than not, parents were plump for one of these reliable ices. And you can't really beat sprinkles on a Fab. We think not. The 1970s. Cola quenches and cider lollies. Sadly, they didn't contain any alcohol. And many a Wall's lemonade sparkle were devoured during the summer heatwave of 76. This was also the decade that gave us the screwball, where you were tasked with peeling off the cardboard lid and scoffing a plastic cone full of raspberry ripple ice cream to get to the tooth-cracking bubblegum ball in the bottom. Many an 80s kid will remember not being allowed them as a result. The 1980s. You'll have been wondering why we haven't mentioned the king of ice lollies yet, the Twister. That's because it's only been around since 1982. A core of strawberry ice encased in a twirl of pineapple ice cream and lime-flavoured ice. It's arguably the most delicious of the lot. If you weren't gorging on Twisters in the 80s, you're likely to have been spending your pocket money on Walls's unnervingly named Funny Feet, or begging your parents for a box of Magnums. Oh, the extravagance! 1990s and 2000. Come the 90s and noughties, it was all about ice lolly sequels. The Solero got a cousin, Solero Shots, which had to be knocked back quickly, otherwise you end up with slush of highlighter pen-coloured ice that you couldn't get out of the Dalek-shaped tub. The Mars bar got frozen, and so did the Kit Kat, which flopped spectacularly as the wafers went soggy. The follow-up frozen Kit Kat Chunky did only marginally better. The most successful was the fruit pastille ice lolly, an excellent backup if there was no calipers left. The 2010s. It feels like a long time since any ice lolly brand attempted to unseat the mainstay of the ice lolly world, your Twisters, Feasts, Mini Milks and Calipers. Perhaps they can't be bettered. Instead, grown-up boozy popsicles, gin and tonic, Prosecco and peach, all-natural sorbets and artisan ice creams with eclectic flavourings from bay to lychee and chilli, trying to draw attention from their brightly coloured icy forebars. Still, nothing beats a fab.